AudioSnow.com presents Tales of Intriguement. This time, the original short story of Midnight Run, read by Hannah Walters and written by Josh Fierla. Happy listening. A modest rural home in Idaho, nestled up against a national forest, was once the residence of a young couple, but now only home to one. On this night, Chelsea Hannigan tossed and turned in her sheets as she thought about the death of her husband. They had only been married a year when he tragically died about a month ago. Chelsea had received support from her distant neighbors, but the remote nature of her abode had largely kept her mourning process private, which was just as well with her. She was never an outwardly social person, so preferred to be by herself anyway. Tonight, unable to sleep, she figured she would go for a run. She found running at night to be therapeutic and help quiet the voices in her head. The moon was full and bright as Chelsea laced up her running shoes and stepped outside. She stretched and took a deep breath. Then she started jogging down the long dirt road at midnight. Her footsteps thumped rhythmically on the path as it wound across the property and into the woods. The cool night air felt good upon her face as she smiled and recalled her college days. She loved running. About 6 years ago, she had been a Division I long distance runner, so a few miles at night was nothing for her. Normally, she had a regular route, but tonight, she felt a change was needed. She ventured down an old farm pathway that had been cleared by previous owners of the property, but now the trail was rugged after years of neglect. After a while, she approached a small road lined with towering trees. Chelsea didn't recognize this particular road, but its smooth paved surface was a welcome break from the brush and brambles of the farm path. The moonlight broke through the branches, providing enough visibility for her to see where to step. Her pace was steady as her mind began to drift to the day of her husband's death. The blood was everywhere. Chelsea's breathing quickened as she recalled the gruesome details. She blinked rapidly and shook her head to snap out of it. Her trance broken, she noticed a fog had moved in and now engulfed the area. Visibility was about 100 feet, and although she was slightly concerned with not being able to see any wild animals, she actually found the haze to be an interesting ingredient to her normally bland night runs. She tried to just focus on the glint of moonlight bouncing off the dark pavement as she continued her course. A faint noise from behind fell upon her ears. It was a soft but familiar sound to a seasoned runner. Yes, it was the unmistakable sound of another pair of feet pounding the ground. Surely there is not another runner out here at this time, she thought. The footsteps grew louder as they seemed to gain ground on Chelsea. She became a bit worried and came to a stop. Chelsea turned around to look. But the footsteps she had heard were no longer audible. She cocked her head inquisitively as she walked a few feet in the direction she had heard the noises. Chelsea, you must be hearing things, she said out loud as a way to reassure herself. She turned back around and continued running down the road. The fog brought a coolness, and as she drifted back into the zone, her mind once again thought about the night of her husband's death. She remembered kneeling on the floor holding his lifeless body as blood pooled around them. Running slightly faster, she looked down at her hands, recalling the warm red liquid that covered her fingers that night about a month ago. She snapped back out of her distracted state to the sound of footsteps following her again. They seemed closer than before, and as she increased her speed, the phantom footsteps echoed a matching pace. Her heart pounded. Chelsea slowed down, and as she did, so too did the ghostly steps behind her. She stopped and turned around, again looking for the owner of the gate.
Hello?
Chelsea called nervously into the fog.
Who's there?
Her voice reverberated through the dense mist. No response came. She became agitated and stood frozen as she pondered what to do. She didn't want to head back home, as that would undeniably take her into the person following her. She opted to keep running and began to quicken her pace now. Surely, if she ran faster, whoever was following her wouldn't be able to keep up. She was, after all, an elite runner. Chelsea's feet hit the pavement rapidly as she tried to desperately outpace her pursuer. But every step she took was equaled by the sound of shoes hitting the ground behind her. When she slowed, it slowed, and when she hastened, it copied. She tried to think of something else to take her mind off the fact that someone was following her. Her mind drifted to the last time she saw her husband alive, moments before his death. After being confronted by recent bank statements, Chelsea had admitted to gambling away a considerable portion of their savings. She knew she had a problem. It wasn't the first time this had happened, and it wasn't even the third time. Her husband was furious with her, and she remembered him saying that this was the final straw and he wanted a divorce. Chelsea continued running in a stupor until she reached a bridge. She gasped and came back from her thoughts. She stopped and looked back to see if she had lost her unwanted follower. Through the fog, she could make out a body. A dark haze just visible through the atmosphere, but undeniably a person. Chelsea's eyes fixated on the figure as it stood there about 75 feet away, motionless. She took one step backward onto the bridge. The figure also took one step. She took five more quick steps, and the figure mirrored her actions toward the bridge. Quickly, Chelsea turned and took off across the bridge. The figure gave chase.
"Leave me alone!"
yelled Chelsea. Their footsteps were in sync as each ran across the bridge spanning a large river. Chelsea looked over her shoulder and now saw the shadowy figure closer to her than ever before. About 40 feet distance from her, she could now make out more. The runner appeared to have the silhouette of a female, but all she could really make out was a dark haziness and a pair of red eyes. They seemed to pierce her soul, and Chelsea quickly snapped her head forward and ran as fast as she could. She began to tire as she was nearing her limits. Her mind again roamed back to that night. It was unacceptable for Chelsea to admit failure. Part of what made her a great athlete was her never-quit attitude and unbelievably competitive nature. These traits, however, were not ideal for a gambler who consistently bet big and lost bigger. Her husband wanting a divorce was an outcome that she refused to allow, as that would indicate her behavior had contributed to her life being ruined. Shortly after their argument and her husband demanding a divorce, she remembered going to the kitchen and removing the large chef's knife from the block on the counter. Unlike now, her breathing was remarkably calm as she hid the knife behind her back and approached her husband as he sat at the table going over expenses. "It's over, Chelsea," he said again as he stood up to walk to the bedroom. His curtness evoked a storm of anger from Chelsea as he turned his back and began to walk away. A flash of recollection caused Chelsea to stop running. Her eyes fixated into the distance as her memory flooded in. She quickly approached him from behind and brought her knife-wielding hand to the front of his throat. He never expected the quick slide of steel across his jugular. Blood gushed forth, splattering the room and covering Chelsea's hands. She had done it, of course. She murdered her husband to keep the stain of failure from her life. He was a good man, but how good could he be if he refused to support his wife? She justified it, just as she justified her gambling, and her reasoning made it easy for her to blame a home invasion for the cause. In this small rural community, who was going to question the tragedy, let alone accuse a petite blonde girl of such a violent crime? She had gotten away with it. Until now. Chelsea knew the figure chasing her was her punishment. The vengeance had come for retribution. She stopped and turned, knowing she could no longer run. The dark jogger who had been stalking Chelsea for more than an hour now stood just a few feet before her on a dark, foggy road.
"You're here for me?"
panted an out-of-breath Chelsea. The figure stood lifelessly for a few seconds before nodding, its red eyes glowing directly into Chelsea's.
"May I beg for mercy?"
she pleaded. The gloomy female figure shook its head negatively.
Who are you?"
asked Chelsea. The being took a step toward her before a shadowy pair of wings sprang from its body.
"I am the great distributor, the proportioner of justice, Nemesis,"
she said. Nemesis took off, gliding toward Chelsea and ran into her body at full speed. They both disappeared into the night in a dazzling flash of light. Chelsea breathed heavily as she found herself running along a dark, foggy road approaching her house. She was tired and worn out from running. Her feet were bruised and bloodied as if she had run two back-to-back marathons. She grew sad as she neared the house. She desperately wanted to turn off and go home, but she knew she couldn't. No matter how hard she tried, she just couldn't stop running. She knew because this was the 50th time she had passed the house. Chelsea continued running just as she did before, and just as she always will in a never-ending loop. She had only begun, but knew she would see it an infinite amount of times more. Her eternal punishment was an afterlife of non-stop running and remembering. The end. This has been a presentation of Audiosnow.com's Tales of Intriguement, the original story of Midnight Run, read by Hannah Walters and written by Josh Fierla. Copyright Audiosnow.com. Thanks for listening.